Call this meeting of the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee to order. The time is 2:38 p.m. on Tuesday. Let's see, what is the day today? Is it the 25th? Yes, Tuesday, April 25th. Today we'll hear a brief recap and an explanation of differences between HB 69 and SB 79 from Dave Stancliffe, staff to Representative Kronk. We also open public testimony for HB 69. I apologize to folks, we are starting so late. We'll do this quickly. I didn't want to cancel the meeting out of respect for the member from the other body. I should note for the record, we are joined today by Senator L.B. Gray, Senator Gray Jackson, Senator Giesel, Senator Bjorkman, and myself, Senator Dunbar. Mr. Stancliffe, would you please come forward and provide a brief recap of the bill? And go over a summary of changes between HB 69 and 79, if any.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. It's a pleasure to appear before you today on behalf of Representative Kronk, who is deciding financial matters in House Finance. The bill before you is essentially the same bill that you heard that Senator Bishop testified on, which I believe was Senate Bill 79. There's two changes in the bill. The local boundary commission asked for a little more time to interact with the community. We had 10 days in the original bill, and we said that would be fine. So the bill before you today has a 30-day period for them to interact with the community. And the second item in the bill that's different is a sunset clause. After meeting with the local boundary commission, they said, give us a little bit of time, and perhaps we can streamline our process so that this type of matter would never have to come before the legislature again. And Representative Kronk said, how much time do you need? And they thought a couple of years would be more than adequate. We agreed on that for a sunset provision. The bill itself simply allows a decision to be made by the city council, in this case, Tananaw, to request that they be declassified or automatically reclassified to a second class city. The advantage in this particular bill is a combination of two school districts, which saves the state money. The school district in Tananaw wants to be transferred into YK. The YK district wants them to be transferred. The mayor and city council in Tananaw have agreed that this is the way to go and that their population having shrunk from the minimum of 400 to 231, this all makes sense. And hopefully there may be other communities. There's four others in the state that are below the 400 level, but this is the only one that has requested action, and leave the matter for the committee to decide.
Thank you, Mr. Stancliffe. Are there any questions from the committee? I would like to hear a little bit more about the necessity of a sunset clause and what you're sunsetting. You're sunsetting the process by which they would go through this reclassification, is that right?
Correct. Basically, this law was designed to give an option that the local boundary commission feels over the course of their next 2 years. They don't meet often. They usually meet once or twice a year. They will streamline their process because at present, they have no process internally to, when a community falls below a threshold that they've set to is the minimum for first class city, they have no way of addressing it other than going through a lengthy process, which takes up to a year or more. And so the relief was needed sooner, the legislation. They said, let us work on this so that the legislature doesn't have to act again, and we can provide a process that will do this internally.
Are they able to do that through just regulation, or do they need to come for a statutory fix to their own, you know, normal process going forward?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dave Stancliffe. Yes, they can. They can do it internally.
Okay. All right. Senator Gray Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So then the goal is to have a sunset clause June 30, 2025, and then by that point, the Boundary Commission will have taken care of the issue on their own. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, they will have a process, so if any other community falls below a threshold, they can more rapidly address the crisis that comes when that type of situation occurs.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator. Any other questions? Senator Bjorkman.
Thank you very much for being here today. Coming from the Kenai Peninsula Borough, where we have communities like this one that fall into this category, and also having dealings with the Boundary Commission, do we feel that the Boundary Commission has the tools and resources necessary to engage this process on their own?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Yes, we do. We met extensively. It was over an hour meeting. It was a Zoom meeting, and we met with the commission. I think that all members were present. And in their report to you this year, they indicated that although a requirement for a threshold of 400 is in their procedure, they have no way of automatically going the opposite direction if a community like Tanana falls to, in this case, I think 231 people is all they have left there. Yes, they've indicated that they can handle this, and they look forward to that opportunity. And they asked for a sunset, and we are taking them at their word that they will be able to will handle this, and there will not be a need for this statute beyond that period. Of course, if they haven't, the legislature always has the prerogative of either extending or just repealing the sunset clause.
Follow up, Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Bjorkman.
I'm sorry. I'm still struggling with the need for a repeal or a sunset. So, and because I thought I had a good understanding of this legislation when we heard it before, the first section of this bill empowers the local boundary commission to engage in the process to move cities from a first-class city to a second-class city. Why? Because there are other communities around the state that have this exact situation happening to them, and they will go through this reduction. Why would we want a sunset clause on this statute that we will pass? Why can't we have this in statute that we are empowering the local boundary commission to handle this process?
Mr. Chairman, that's at the discretion of this committee and the legislature to determine whether or not you want to have a sunset clause. It was out of a courtesy to them and at their suggestion that they can, basically amend their process or streamline their process. It's certainly up to the committee as to whether or not you want to grant that.
Thank you, Senator Bjorkman. I'm going to ask a follow-up question to that, though. But if we, let's say we remove the sunset, that doesn't prevent them from doing what you described. They could still streamline their process and have their normal process too, right? They could figure out a way to do this even if we didn't sunset this bill, couldn't they?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
Okay. Okay. Interesting idea. Any other questions before we move on to public testimony? Yep, Senator Gray Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do we know if the sponsor for Senate bill agrees with this change? Do we know that? I mean, I can ask him, but I'm wondering if you had or representative has had an opportunity to speak with the senator who sponsored the Senate version of this bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We work closely with him and his staff, and he agreed to let Representative Kronk take the lead on the bill, and they've adjusted workloads since they're both in the corresponding districts, and he's fully informed and fully in agreement with where we're going.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Giesel.
But he doesn't have a sunset.
Pardon?
But Senator Bishop's bill, Senate Bill 79, does not contain the sunset.
Correct, because when he introduced the companion bill, it was before the Community and Regional Affairs Amendment on the House side that provided that sunset provision and the adjustment from 10 to 30 days. That's the only reason why.
Okay. Good questions. Thank you. Well, at this time, we're going to open public testimony. Is there anyone in the room to testify? Not seeing anyone. I don't see anyone online. Okay. And let's see here. Oh, I should also note, because we sort of went through this quickly, I want to thank Juliana Singh for being our recording secretary today, and Zach Lawhorn from Juno LAO for staffing the committee, and he is indicating that there is no one online. So with that, close public testimony. We are going to set this bill, hold this bill for further consideration. The amendment deadline is set for tomorrow. We had previously talked about an amendment deadline for the other version of this bill, and we hope to take this up on Thursday, this Thursday, April 27th. We will look to the will of the committee on HB 69. We will also have an introductory hearing on HB 123, Articles of Incorporation for ANCSA Corps. Time is 2:49. I want to thank everyone for a productive hearing, and this is now adjourned.